Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Let's get to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, and get you the interview that people have been waiting for since the breakout performance from Jacory Kroski Merritt. Bill is on the line with us. After his first 100-yard game, he went for 111 on the ground, and he ended up with 39 as a receiver, hitting the 150 mark for the game for the Commanders this weekend. Bill, what a performance.
What's up, dude?
Two touchdowns. Congratulations on the breakout.
Thank you so much.
We've been saying feed Bill. They finally did it, and you made them pay and made them look good. What did you think of the performance, and how many texts did you have on the phone when you got back to the locker room?
I think it was pretty solid. I think it was a good work week. And, I mean, shout out to my team for just letting this happen.
How many texts when you got back to your phone? Were people blowing you up?
Definitely. Yeah, it was going crazy.
Coming into the game, what kind of looks did you think you were going to get? And was there anything surprising at all that it was maybe easier sledding than you thought? Just what was your thought process going into the game?
Oh, I'm like, I treat it like any other week. I mean, just going in and just giving my all every day. I mean, just being a pro. And, I mean, I know, like that's enough itself, and, like, everything else to take care of itself on Sunday. So,
Jacory Kroski Merritt with us on Grant and Danny's weekly 5 p.m. appointment. If you want to talk to Bill, if you got a question for Bill, if you want to compliment him on his performance, you can call us now. We'll get you on the line with him in this segment at 800-636-1067. He said he's willing to chat with our listeners and Commanders fans around the region. 800-636-1067. We'll get to some listener questions in just a few minutes. Bill, did you know going into the game, like, this was the first time you got all the carries, basically, and that your workload was up to 50% of snaps? Was that known before the game started, or was this a ride-the-hot-hand situation where it just played out that way?
It definitely wasn't known. It was just, I mean, it was just treated like any other week. I didn't know what to expect, but I mean, whenever my number was called, I just knew I wanted to be ready and just do whatever to help this team win.
When did you feel like you were rolling that day? Like, does it, like, after the first couple of carries, is it, you know, kind of pregame? Like, when did you know that yesterday, or that not yesterday, it was 2 days ago now, was going to be special?
I'll say after the first couple of carries, when I just get to feeling it a little bit. So I'll say, like, after the first couple of carries.
Right now, this moment, through 5 weeks, you're leading the NFL in yards per attempt. You're leading the NFL in rushing yards over expected per run. You're leading the NFL in rushing success rate, a bunch of different numbers. I mean, you're a big fan of studying running backs. Are you on NFL.com looking up stats and looking up the numbers right now? Like, what do you make of the success that you've had? 6.6 yards per carry.
I'm definitely not. I'm definitely not looking it up. But, I mean, I see it on social media. But, I mean, I feel like it's just the beginning. Like, I can't be satisfied with those numbers. I just gotta treat like any other. We just come in and have the same mentality and, like, just want to win at the end of the day. So I just gotta stay level and stay focused.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. but I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan. But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Ja'Cory Kroskin-Merritt with us here. Usual spot, 5 o'clock on Tuesdays here on Grant and Danny. So that win was big. I mean, going out west, that's tough travel.
Yeah, it was.
And yeah, and you guys went out there a day early. Just what did that win mean to you and this team coming home 3-2?
It meant a lot. I mean, that's always the goal. It was a business trip. We know what we had to do to take on a great team like the Chargers. And, I mean, it was just good to be out there with our boys just playing our football and just having fun at the same time.
Did you know when you were closing in on 100, was anybody letting you know, like, hey, you need X number of more yards? Because the carry you got over 100 was the last one, and then they took you out and put somebody else in. Was it like a countdown at that point, or wasn't no?
Not really. We just going with the plan. If I would have had 99 and we won, I would have still been happy. So, I mean, it was just how the game was set up. It wasn't like a plan, like you get 100 and come out. It just all just happened in a perfect way.
Ja'Cory Kroskin-Merritt with us on Grant and Danny, talking to Bill after he goes for a hundo for the first time in his career. So you had two touchdowns, walk-in, weren't touched. Pretty amazing blocking. By the way, 59 mm-hmm. yards before contact for you in this game, the most of the season, which is indicative of the line, to your point, doing a nice job. I do want to ask you, what happened on the fumble play? Did you have that ball? Or was it kind of slipping already? What happened there?
It was just bad football by me. I just got to be better in that situation. And that's it, basically. Just got to be better in that situation and, you know, and just play better. Just take care of the football better, basically.
I thought I saw DQ talking to you on the bench after that. When he comes mm-hmm. over, or when your teammates come over, are they just uplifting you and being positive, or is he scolding you? Like, what are they saying?
Nah, definitely being positive. Because we had a lot more football to play, and I mean, stuff happens in football, and it's like all about like how you move on, and like that was just telling me like don't let it like ruin things going forward. You just gotta push through . Those guys gave me a number of good words on the sideline.
What was the vibe like when you guys were down 10-0 in this game? Chargers are driving, right? It looks like they're mm-hmm. they're almost in the red zone, look like they're about to get some more points, and all of a sudden that turnover happened. So take me through that. What was the vibe like on the sideline and kind of in huddles and stuff when you guys were down? And then once that fumble that Quan Martin and company forced, what was the vibe like then?
It was like, man, we just gotta pick it up. We know what we gotta do to score points, and we just basically gotta execute. And like when that moment happened, we was like, okay, like defense gave us a ball, like we gotta do something with it. And from that point on, I think we started to click on offense.
So Bill, I think I had, if one person sent this to me, like 20 people sent me your interview with Tom Brady after the game. And you're just beaming the
so
entire
cool,
time.
Dude.
And
I was starstruck. I ain't gonna lie.
So that was what it seemed to me like. You were like, oh my God, I'm talking to Tom Brady. That's really what was happening.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. One of the great players who'd played this game, and like it kind of caught me off guard when they was like, I'm gonna be speaking to him. So I mean, I couldn't stop smiling.
So did they come over? And they were like, hey, we want you to go on with Tom, put the headset on. Could you see him in a monitor or no?
Yeah, I could.
So that, I mean, it just, that's, you've watched him your whole
life?
Yeah,
it was like we was on FaceTime. They had a big screen.
So what was that like for you?
It was definitely exciting and like something I'll forever remember.
If you guys haven't seen the video, you got to go check it out.
It's so cool. Is that the guy, Bill, that you'd probably be the most starstruck by, or somebody else that you would just sort of be grinning at the whole time?
Maybe just, I think it was him.
Yeah.
It was him. Yeah, for sure.
All right, let's take some listener questions for Bill. We'll start with Edward, who's in L.A., I believe. Edward, what's going on? How are you?
Hey, over the Redskins. Hey, I'm doing great. This is Edward, born and raised Washingtonian. Bill, I was at the game. I saw you do everything. Amazing. My one question for you is, who's your favorite teammate or teammates to hang out with outside of your work life?
Outside of my work life, I think the running backs, we have pretty cool dinners. So all of the running backs, Chris, Jeremy, all those guys. The O-linemen, they're pretty funny too, but I would say, I mean, that's kind of a hard question. I want to say so many names right now, but I mean, they all cool to hang out with.
I want to know about the running back dinners. You guys go out and just like the same night every week and get steak and you go credit card roulette or something, or who picks up the tab? How does that work?
So we go to this spot and we actually, well, Jeremy actually know the owner, so I mean, he just hooked us up.
That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
Yeah, I haven't got the rookie dinner tab yet, but I mean, I'm pretty sure it's coming. So I mean, whenever they're ready, we can go get something to eat.
Yeah, they're gonna run that tab up on you. You heard about some of the pranks? I saw. I don't remember which team it was, but like a year ago, they brought this kid a bill. And it was for like $37,000 or something.
See, that $37,000 is crazy.
But they put it in front of him. Oh, my God. And he was like sweating bullets, and it turned out it was not the
real
bill.
And it was fake, yeah.
They just faked
it. Nah, that can't be right. Like, that's like OD.
Let's go to Charles in Waldorf on Grant and Danny. Charles, you're talking to Bill after his 100-yard game. What's up?
Hey, Grant and Danny. Hey, Bill. Great game, man. Continued success. Hey, listen, I would like to know, because I love your running style. I love it. In my mind, I compare you to a lot of running backs, but I'd like to know, who do you compare yourself to or model yourself to when you're running?
That's a good question. Thank you, Charles.
Who would I compare myself to? I mean, this might be a stretch, but Barry Sanders, that's my favorite running back. I just like how he plays, and I mean, That's kind of who I like to watch a lot.
Would you say you patterned yourself after him, Bill? Like studied him and
I wouldn't say I patterned myself after him, but I just like the way he played, and like, I mean, I kind of look at some of his moves, but I mean, it's a long shot. He's one of the greatest, but I love his game, so I would say that's who I watch the most.
That's such a good.
But
way.
I don't know who I compare my game to, if I'm being honest.
So I was listening today. One of our shows on the Odyssey family here was talking about like the back that Bill reminds them of, and one of the producers said Dalvin Cook, and a lot of people like that. Mm-hmm. What do you think of that comp?
Nah, that's definitely a good comp. He's a great player. I like how he played for sure. I mean, I like how Gills played.
Jameer
a lot.
Yeah, you told us that's one of your favorite guys to study.
Yeah, I like Jameer.
Let's go to Shane in D.C. on Grant and Danny. Shane, you're on with Bill. What's up?
What's up, Shane?
Hey thanks, guys. Hey, Bill, first of all, thank you for being on this football team. Glad we drafted you. I followed your career in college. Big Tennessee fans, hoping you transfer to University of Tennessee, but you were to Arizona instead. But you know what? You're making this team a whole lot better, so thank you, man. And my question is this for you, man. Our franchise quarterback, how is he as a leader in the locker room, and how is he around the team off the field and around you guys? Is he involved in everything, and just how is he as a person in the locker room? And I appreciate you.
Appreciate you, Shane.
Involved in everything, down-to-earth quarterback, hanging with anybody on the team. And, I mean, he just – he's great on and off the field. It's just not on the field. I mean, he's around the locker room, like, bonding with everybody. So, I mean, everybody's connected on this team. And he's just all around a good person.
How hard is it to do some of those things when you're injured? And you're not just him, but think of like Noah Brown or Terry McLaurin or some of these guys that have a lot of deposits, Bill, where they've been good here for a really long time. How hard is that to still kind of feel like you're part of it, even though you're like off to the side with the trainer and stuff?
No, we still, I mean, everybody's still in the locker room together. We're still talking, knowing it's a long season and guys will be back. So, like, I don't think no one feels left out. I mean, of course, they're, like, itching to get back out there with us. But, I mean, we all know we got each other back.
Let's go to Dan in Fairfax wants to hop in and ask Bill a question. Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt every Tuesday at 5 p.m. on Grant and Danny coming off a 150-yard game to fuel Washington in L.A. What's up, Dan?
Hey, I really enjoyed watching Bill play. I loved his running style. And, Bill, they already asked the question I was going to ask, but you kind of remind me of LaDainian Tomlinson or if you want to go old school, Larry Brown. So, I really appreciate you, man. I love your interview Tom Brady did. So, thanks a lot.
No, I appreciate it. I got a lot of work to get up to those names you just named, but I appreciate that comparison.
Hey, sure. Bill, I want to know about your chain, the Bill chain that you were wearing, the necklace, walking into the stadium. Is that a new purchase, or have you had that for a while?
It's kind of old and new.
How long?
I had it for a couple months.
Okay, so maybe for this football season,
so it's new to us.
Have you seen it, Danny?
I have not. No,
it's basically the size of. It probably goes from like his chest to his chin, and it says Bill. It just, I assume it's diamonds. I don't know, but it is a good looking necklace. You might not want to wear that one while you're playing, though.
Oh, not that one. I'd be mad if somebody ended up snatching that one.
Aqib Talib or somebody does the thing where they rip the necklace.
That would be so annoying. What was the hardest part about the travel, going all the way across the country?
I'd say just getting back at a super late time. But, I mean, it was all worth it. It's just part of the process. You got to enjoy everything. And, like, we know, like, it was a business trip going all the way across the world. And, like, I mean, you just got to embrace things that come with the game. So it was a pretty cool trip. It just, I mean, I hate getting back super late, but, I mean, it was all worth it. And, like, the experience was great.
Was Cousin fired up to see you after a few days away?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. I have a cousin, a babysitter, and when I get home, he go crazy.
There you go. All right, 150 yards from scrimmage. So these are the new bars that we got to clear again. So 16 touches and 150 all-purpose. That's what we're
pretty darn good, dude.
We got to clear that moving forward. Well done, Bill. Thank you for the time.
Yeah, for sure. Appreciate y'all.
Yeah, congratulations, man. Job well done.
All right, thank you.
There's Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt, who's about to win another Rookie of the Week award, I think, in the National Football League.
I challenge you to not root for that guy. I challenge you to not love him and root against him. I challenge you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.